Welcome aboard the Bonoboville Streamer. Tonight we're going to talk about something that we have been talking about for the past few weeks. And actually, both Dr. Susie and I have been talking about this for a long time. And it's a word, it's called censorship. Anyway, many years ago, when I was a young man, the word was kind of sacred. You could have pictures, those could be prosecuted, those could be censored, but words, you couldn't do that. Words, they're stealing these words. This is capitalist, digital capitalist America, and you cannot let them get away with this. So just spread the word, and we're going to be there. That's why we're also doing a political show, because we do sex, we do politics, we do all kinds of stuff. Especially we do sex. I mean, not here at night when I go, you know, after work, not during the day. And we're here in the lounge car, and I see a very hot-looking woman over there. Oh, it's Dr. Susie. Hello.
Hello, Captain Max.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm here on the train. FDR.
The Bonoboville Streamer.
Mm-hmm. And this is Franklin Delano Roosevelt Radio.
That's correct.
Also known as Fuck DeRich.
And I'm Franklin Roosevelt.
And last week I forgot what number he was. He is number 32.
32.
President number 32. He was president from 1933 to 1945. 12 years. So, a little bit of a dictator.
Trump would like that.
Yeah, he would. Yeah. Oh, well. We're going to talk about Trump. We're going to talk about censorship. We're going to talk about Lupercalia, the original Valentine's Day, which is also World Bonobo Day. And we're going to talk about all these disturbing fantasies that are out there and scandals. And so tonight's show is fantasy tailgating.
Okay.
After all, it's Super Bowl weekend. And I am a fan of the tight pants that the footballers wear. I like how they show off their asses when they, you know,
get in,
when they tackle each other.
Okay.
I like that, yeah. And that giggle over there is
that reminds me of smelly balls somehow.
Well, I was about to introduce Mariah, but I don't know if I should introduce her with smelly balls.
Yeah, I don't want to follow smelly balls.
Please, no.
Although they do call it a pigskin, so maybe they are okay with that. Right. Anyway, it's the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And if you think I have a favorite, forget it. But I do like the idea of tailgating, right? And actually, guess who's running the tailgate party for this year's Super Bowl? Guess.
I don't know. Not Miley. Miley?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you guessed right.
Oh, Miley.
Win. Miley.
Miley's tail.
Hey, Miley.
I would gate her tail any day.
Hey.
Woo-hoo.
You might have to resign as CEO by saying those kinds of things nowadays.
Well, I mean, tailgating, you know. We'll get into the censorship a little later. I could be censored for anything. That's one thing we're learning. Anything they feel like censoring me for. It's kind of random. That's why we call it a dumbbot drone. It's like a drone. They kind of have a target, but they could hit collateral damage, and oh well, too bad.
Life is tough.
Yeah. YouTube is still censoring and defaming us. They originally hit our show after the insurrection, obviously about the Capitol riots, with a Dumbot drone a couple of weeks ago, and they put us in YouTube jail for a week. And then we complained, and we got back up. I don't imagine it was because of our complaints, because our complaints were greeted with more drones, in this case, a form letter that wasn't even appropriate. It just said, if you have been defamed, and we said, yes, we have, but we've been defamed by YouTube.
Well, that's because they said, you have to contact the person directly who defamed you.
And we were. We were contacting YouTube. Because not only did they censor us, but they also called us basically harassers and bullies, because they said we were infringing on their harassment and bullying policy, which means they think we're harassers and bullies. And this was just, you know, a radio show talking about sex and politics.
I've been called that over the years.
We weren't bullying anybody. So what can we do? We don't know. But I do want to say, before I get into the other angle of censorship that we're going through, that we did have a little victory with Google. And I'm very excited about that, because, you know, I do a lot with Google. Google is part of my life. So, you know, as it is for a lot of people, for everybody, not everybody, but certainly too many people, they have a monopoly on our lives. They've got their fingers in our hair and other places. So in 2007, I started running a Google ad for phone sex therapy, because that's what I specialize in. I'm a sex therapist that does most of my practice over the phone. So it's phone sex therapy. Correct. And yes, it does include phone sex sometimes.
It is sex therapy over the phone.
And it is sex therapy over the phone. Sometimes very serious. Right. Sometimes it's a little, you know, imaginative and whimsical fantasy, like fantasy tailgating.
Oh.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah,
I bet you want to gate my tail. Anyway, so I've been running it since 2007. What is that? 14 years at this point.
14.
Anyway, in November of 2020, they banned the phrase phone sex therapy.
Right.
And this is Google Ads.
Right, right.
Obviously, that phrase comes up when you search for it, but you're not allowed to use it as a Google advertiser.
Because it might be phone sex.
Right. They can't have the words phone and sex together.
Together.
Even though the word therapy comes next, and even though, you know, I'm the sexologist of the year. No matter what it is, they don't care. They just decided that these words are bad, that they can't be in Google Ads. So, okay, so they censored my ad and they stopped it from running, which is bad. You know, I disagree with that, but I understand. Okay, stop my ad from running, and then I shouldn't have to pay for it, right?
That's right.
That's right. That's only fair. But what did they do? They changed my ad. In fact, they wrote a whole new ad for me. In fact, by they, I mean bots. Wrote an ad for me without my permission, without my authorization. They posted it. It did no good because it wasn't really for me. It was just some ad they made up. And they charged me for it.
Bad boy.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Are you kidding me?
No.
They charged me for it. Okay, now another voice is coming into the mix, and that would be Unseen Abe. We already introduced Mariah when you were talking about footballers'
balls.
Girl,
sweaty balls.
Sorry. It's they.
Yeah.
They.
You could just use they for anything, and it's cool.
Anything?
That's I don't like all the woke, politically correct phrasing, but I do love they. It just covers it all, you know.
I like to say woke.
Yeah.
So it has some,
it's got a nice power to it.
Something to it. Woke, woke.
So anyway, they charged me without my permission or even my knowledge.
Right.
Was the ad even good?
No, it was just a bunch of nonsense because it was created by bots. It wasn't created by me.
Bots.
I would never give my permission. So anyway, I didn't even know they were doing this until we got the bill, right? And then we go, whoa.
What is $700.
Right, $700. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, that's okay, I guess, if you're Citadel, you know. But for us, it was a lot of money. So I asked for a refund. I explained the situation. I thought, all right, they understand.
We are poor, just so you know that. If you guys don't know Susan, you've never heard of her, Dr. Susie, welcome to the train, because this partner of mine has sued the LAPD, she sued landlords, she's very good at it. Actually, she tried her own trial when 36 lawyers in the city of Los Angeles turned it down.
36?
Yeah, didn't you go to find lawyers?
No, I went to like 4 or 5. Do you want to tell the LAPD story or the Google story?
We were talking about the Google story.
Okay.
And I was just giving a little background on why you actually were able to withdraw, get back from the monster, the show Do No Harm, a rebate of $350. I was just...
Right. So, okay, so you told the story. Basically, I got a compromise. I first told them I needed to be refunded, and they said that Google never gives a refund. They didn't actually say that. I just Googled that and found that out. But honestly, the Googlers were quite discouraging in the beginning. But gradually, because I had someone to talk to, I got through. And of course, you can't actually talk to the people that make the decision. And they call those people, wait for it, the concern team. So I know we're at a tailgating fantasy here, but we should all be on the same team. Teams are like we're fighting, you know, we're competing. And I'd rather have a crew, you know, or a group, or a committee even. What I'd really like is to be able to talk to these people, but you're not allowed. So you talk to a Googler, and I kept talking. This lasted basically 3 months. And finally, yay, I get my refund. Woohoo! Woohoo! But...
Everybody in the car heard you.
The tail of the gate. But. The but is the tail. And but. No day is perfect. And, you know, honestly, I've never had a perfect day. I don't know what it's like. But I've also never had a day which is entirely bad. So I guess it evens out. Some people have perfect days and then they have terrible days. And I just kind of have days that are mixed. So... The same day that I was celebrating getting my Google refund, Facebook censors me.
Shh. Oh, my gosh.
What a coincidence.
Oh, wow. My God.
I guess it's a coincidence because I don't think they work together. They don't like each other too much. But they both use these dumb bot drones, I guess. I really don't understand this one. Facebook censored me for a post that was done in 2009.
Okay. 2009? Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh,
now
my gosh.
2021, so that is...
Let me talk to that bot.
12 years ago. So it, of course, reads like a lot of their censorship posts. It looks like something you posted doesn't follow our community standards.
Wow.
Okay, now this is the post from October 3rd, 2009, and there are no pictures. Of course, there were no pictures on the radio show that YouTube censored also. There are no pictures in this post. It says, Domination Family. This was a show that we did in 2009. I remember, it was a great show. Slaves, lovers, porn stars, and dominatrixes unite on Radio Susie 1. Between Persia Monir, Boy, Goddess Soma, Mistress Ava, Miss Antoinette, Princess Sheila, and Kelly Shibari, we have a little something for everyone, including a lot of nude boobs. Now, I do say nude boobs, but those are not four-letter words. I mean, the seven deadly words, you know, the best kind of boobs. Yeah, I mean, the other kind is an idiot, right? You can say, you're such a boob. Yeah, yeah. It can mean different things. Then I go on, our almost pro golfing porn star hot mom Monir tells us about her nursing background and how she'll take care of you while Goddess Soma's entourage of leather-clad hotties in the background revel in their ultimate BDSM-ness. Oh, how we wish our parents were cool enough to send us to gay camp. Yeah, I remember Goddess Soma talking about sending boy to gay camp. The show is audio, and it says, you're temporarily blocked from posting. This temporary block will last 30 days.
Oh,
this is no
24-hour,
72-hour kind of thing. This is 30 days.
Must be, yeah.
And you won't be able to post on Facebook until it's finished. If you post anything, it goes beyond. So, this is censored. Why? Why do you guys think? I'm going to throw it out there. You heard what it was. There's no pictures. It was an audio radio show.
Who was telling me the other day about Twitcher that is also banning some words now?
I'm not.
Oh yeah, that you're talking about Twitch.
Twitch, right?
Yeah. So.
So listen to this. This is.
If you guys are familiar with Twitch, it's like a video gamer type of streaming service, and basically, Twitch decided to ban the word simp. That's S-I-M-P. And I guess it's kind of like a simp is kind of like a word you use to describe somebody.
A fool.
Like a fool.
Like a boob.
Yeah,
a boob would be a simp.
But a simp is more like a whipped person, I guess. Like
a whipped person.
Well, I guess it would be mostly men. I don't know. But a simp is like you are whipped.
A boob that's also a cuck.
Yeah, like you're. And so I guess these
slave boy
streamers will call out simps and use
and
it.
And there were some other words.
Yeah, there's probably a few other words.
Yeah, pretty.
Let me look it up.
Pretty innocent words. I mean,
this is just despicable on the part of big tech, on all of them, and it wouldn't be so despicable if they weren't so big. Because then you could move around and you wouldn't care. But it's hard to do your thing when you're getting kicked off of Facebook and YouTube for nothing, for words.
Oh, so I found some other words that are banned on Twitch.
Yes.
They say simp, incel.
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 And virgin.
What?
Virgin? Virgin.
Yes. What?
Virgin Airlines can't advertise.
But what if you say virgin, like with
virgin.
An S, with an S, like it's a virgin.
I mean, regular virgin.
Virgin.
Yeah.
Virgin. Anyway, okay, I can't be on there because I obviously, I do incel sex therapy. What did we call the show? Our first FDR radio show, we called it the Virgin Show because it's our first show. Come on, guys. Come on.
And it's widespread.
This is part of
taking your words away.
I got to say, this is part of an illiteracy campaign. Betsy DeVos was a big part of that. Let's dumb down the population. Now we're going to limit the words that the population can use. And of course, the thing of it is that celebrities can use any words they want. And they can use a lot of images that we can't use. Like, I love Cardi B, but excuse me, but up, okay.
It's all the way.
It's got a lot of booty. Talk about tailgating.
Harry
okay.
just gave me this. It's just very nice digital corporate America.
And so Harry's note says, if used as an insult.
If used as
now,
an
the
insult.
Problem is you've got to have a bot figure out if it's an insult.
Yeah.
So if you don't say... simp, like, okay.
With the high-pitched
if you
voice.
Say it with a sweet voice, does that make it okay? As opposed to, you simp. I mean, come on, folks. George Carlin is turning over so many times in his grave. He's rising from the cemetery.
I mean, I'm not even in my grave and I'm turning over.
it's sick. And it's true. They let the celebrities get away with a lot more. I'm not saying the celebrities do porn, but they show a lot more. And it's because they make money for all of these platforms.
Kim Kardashian doesn't do porn?
You know.
I myself
There's a gray area.
I myself do not know what porn is.
Yeah, some of the most successful of the celebrities have either done porn or... Yeah. Like Cardi B, she was a stripper. They just made it. Good for them. You know, but they shouldn't be the only ones that have freedom of speech on these platforms. I do have a good news story. A couple of them, actually. One is there was an adorable protest against censorship in our own hometown of Hollywood. At the Hollywood sign that was changed to the Holly Boob sign.
Oh, I heard about
for
that.
For a few minutes. Yay. It was really exciting for I don't even know how long. They got a few pictures and that's all that counts. But I think they stopped them pretty quickly. But the gal that did it, we got to give her a shout out. Go Bonobos for Julia Rose. She also flashed the World Series, speaking of sports, you know. And yeah, she was out there doing Holly Boob against censorship and for breast cancer awareness. So good causes all around. Free the nipple.
Ooh, free the nipple.
Mm. I used to think that was going to happen, the free the nipple.
I know, it like kind of like a few years ago. Taper off, and it's like, why? That's still important.
Yeah, but here's why. Because they're censoring simp.
Yep.
So, you know, a nipple, at least you know where you're at. You know, you kind of know, although the pasty makes
you know where that is at.
Sort of, but some women have these big areolas. It's kind of tough sometimes, I have to say. I've gotten in trouble for that, the areola. The beautiful areola.
When it's bigger than the pasty.
I love my areola, but sometimes it gets me in trouble. Anyway, so... Shout out and go Bonobos to Julia Rose. Let's have, you know, a cure for breast cancer and protest censorship. The people need to speak. And like I've often said, we should have a public access of some sort that is paid for by the platforms. I understand they should be able to do whatever they want because they own these things. This is capitalism, and this is why we need to fuck rich. But in the meantime, they own these platforms, which is why FDR and the Dr. Susan Block Show, Bedside Chats, all our shit. We got our own site. But, you know, we still use these platforms because obviously people go there and we should be able to use them. We're responsible members of the human community. But whereas I got somebody I can talk to at Google Ads, I got nobody to talk to when I'm censored on YouTube. Now, maybe if I was Cardi B, I would. So I understand the hierarchy. I just think y'all need to be broken up. Excuse me. I don't mean anything violent by that. Just kind of corporate. And other sort of good news, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, with whom I usually totally disagree, has drafted a few pieces of legislation or something against big tech censorship and privacy violations. And even though I know he basically wants his Trumpy dumplings to just spew their crazy gravy all over the internet and it stinks up the place, I kind of am on his side on this because I want to be able to speak. I want sex workers to be able to speak. And I want people that are criticizing, perhaps, the incel community, the incel mindset, to be able to speak. Because if you can't say the word incel, you're not only censoring the incels, you're censoring the critics of the incels. And then you're just forcing it into a very bad, lonely, violent, depressed, suicidal, homicidal, fucked up space. And that's why we believe in talking about stuff, you know, in a humane, although bonobos are more humane than humans, but yeah, a compassionate way and hopefully an educated way. Yes, a humorous way. Maybe it's our humor that gets us into trouble. I don't know. And a political way. And speaking of censorship, free Julian Assange. Because this is the worst kind of censorship where you throw the person into solitary over publishing. Over publishing. And so, Joe, it's on you now. Drumpf had his chance, and he is gone. Gone, but not forgotten. So what's new in Trump crazy news, huh? Well, what's new is old, right? Roger Stone is back. He's always back. He never leaves, that guy. He's just... He does a disservice to hat-wearing people, let me just say. And also, every time you see the name Roger Stone, just remember he's a hypocritical, cuck-calling cuckold with a dick on his back.
And we're saying that very nicely.
I'm talking about Richard Nixon.
Oh, yeah, no, it's all very nice.
Dick Nixon. You won't have Dick Nixon to kick around anymore. And, yeah, he avoided going to jail. Well, he would have had that dick kicked, you know. But maybe, I don't know, he was spotted in front of, I guess, the Trump Hotel. I'm not sure where he is, but he's with a bunch of Oath Keepers and a interviewer saying, oh, Mr. Stone, how are we going to do tonight? Are we going to win or something to that effect? And he goes, we shall see. And this is the day of the rape of the Capitol. The insurrection, the riot. It was just a riot. The night before, he had been giving a speech in that same area that Trumpty Dumpty had spilled his yolk all over the place. And, you know, kind of the people want to just follow the yoke down the street, even though he slips away. And so, you know, Stone was in his hotel and Trump was in the White House. And these people just went like lemmings. I guess I'm trying to be a therapist and understand that they were tricked by Daddy Trump, that they're part of a cult, like the Manson cult. You know, like Jim Jones. But at the same time, they had full agency and they just don't seem to be, you know, down and out people. A lot of them were real estate agents, etc. So Stone, by the way, he organized the Brooks Brothers riot. Do you remember that, Captain Max? That stole the 2000 election. Remember, they stole it from Al Gore for Bush.
Right.
They had these guys in little suits like Stone likes to wear down there protesting and saying, you know, they're not going to count the hanging chads or whatever. And they wouldn't count Al Gore's votes. He would have won.
Right. And he didn't do anything to fight or say.
The Democrats. The Democrats are the party of timidity. And the Republicans are the party of stupidity. And guess what? Stupidity wins over timidity every time.
When they go...
We can't be timid. We shouldn't be. And I don't mean anything violent, of course. I'm a make love, not war kind of gal.
When they go low, we get high.
Yeah.
Touche.
That's good. Did you make that?
I did.
That's good.
That's fun.
I like that. I'm writing that down.
Did you read some of the comments up here?
No, I have not.
These ones.
Oh, look at that. Is that here?
That's here.
Does that say free the nipple? Oh, very good. Okay. I agree. Am I supposed to read them out loud? Loving asking to Dr.
No,
Susan?
No, you don't have to.
What does that say? Love talking or
jerking.
I'm trying to say talking, asking, jerking. You people. All right. You like to get me in trouble. I don't know what gets me in trouble, though. That's the funny thing. It's not like I can even self-censor because I honestly do not know what it is. I don't. I just think it's, you know, me. So anyway, I smell good, right? And it's scratch and sniff radio eargasms that you can almost smell. They're so good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This radio actually touches you where no other radio touches you.
Where is that?
I'm not saying.
Well, I'm just wondering where I'm being touched right now. I do really enjoy having my ears rubbed, actually. I do love, that does give me physical eargasms. I mean, I do get eargasms from listening to things. I'm an audio kind of gal. But when you rub my ears and pull on them, whereas I'm not too crazy about a tongue in my ear, I gotta say. I'm sorry. I know it's a thing, and a lot of people like it, and I'm okay with that.
I think I could agree with that. It's pretty slimy. Okay.
I like the rubbing.
Does anybody have an opinion
and
about
that? And I'm
not
going to get your earwax down my throat. I'm sorry. I don't care if your name is something famous. Let's talk about famous people and scandals and how people do things. Maybe I'll talk about something else. Or should I talk about celebrity sex scandals?
I vote celebrity sex scandals.
And this brings up fantasy. You know, this is a tailgating fantasy party, right? Or something. Something like that. That's the only fun part. And fantasy, because we can't handle reality, obviously, these days. I don't know. Even celebrities can't handle reality. They have to fantasize, and then they let fantasy leak into reality. And they're fuzzy about the consent thing, too. And that's a problem. That's a real problem. And I don't victim blame for that. I blame the perpetrator. But victims beware. Please. We're all... I've been a victim. Some might call me a perpetrator. I'm constantly perpetrating ideas that get me booted off of platforms. But anyway.
Well, at least we're not being arrested like the old days.
No.
So no. Far.
I have never been arrested. Myself.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
But I've been a visitor.
Oh, yes. You've been a visitor.
And treated, you know, kind of. Well, not as bad as a prisoner, of course. But
no, but not nicely.
Not nicely.
No.
And then nicely. Sometimes nicely.
So, yeah.
Sometimes. There are humans. But when you have this censorship online, I keep coming back to this. There are no humans.
Right. There's no humans.
It's all done by bots. There are no humans involved. And that is what a lawyer told us. They don't have time. And I understand. And that's why you need to be broken up. Because we need the time.
Into smaller groups.
Smaller groups.
So we can talk to someone, please.
Absolutely.
Please.
So, we talk about fantasies and fetishes a lot on FDR. And so, we talked about this fetish, this celebrity who allegedly has a cannibalism fetish. No, not the baking soda. The actor, Army Hammer, who is of the famous Arm & Hammer billionaire family, and
baking
he's an
soda?
Actor. And they bought the baking soda. They bought enough shares that they could run things for a while. But then
now our refrigerator.
I don't know if
good.
They're still doing that. But it's not just that. It's that Army's publicist and agent, WME, quit today, I guess, or yesterday. And it was just constant on Twitter. Or maybe my Twitter feed, maybe they've sort of pegged me as a cannibal. I don't know. I'm not a cannibal. Jack, listen. Why do you think, is it because I write about it sometimes? So they keep throwing this at me all day. All these things happening in the news. And all I see, Armie Hammer, Armie Hammer.
It's those and dumb bots again.
Just because his agent quit and his publicist. So what, did they find a human pot roast in the oven? Did they find human toes in the freezer? Or no, the dining car.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, maybe
it's all a conspiracy.
That hasn't come out yet. That has not come out.
It's all fake.
I don't know. It's hard to say what is real and what is fake. I understand those people that stormed the Capitol. In that sense, I deal with it by basically staying in Bonoboville. But it is hard out there to know what's real and what's not and how to respond. But one thing you shouldn't be doing is trying to coerce lovers or would-be lovers at all. Let alone...
Sounds like a legal term.
On the internet.
Definitely.
So,
at all.
That's the problem here. And the cannibalism just makes it, you know, really visceral. People keep saying we have to separate the cannibalism from the coercion. Yeah. We do. I agree.
But it's
difficult.
Yeah, no, but you have to be a willing meal.
Well, let's just say this. I counsel some cannibal fetishists and fantasists, and they don't eat people. They don't do that. They fantasize about it, and they role play it, and they get into these different types of ways around it, so to speak, but they don't actually do it. And so that's very key. And I think that's how most cannibal fetishists and fantasy.
Right, because actually we just like to eat some meat. Doesn't matter what the meat is.
Well, see, here you meat. Go. Here you go. Okay, Max, you touch upon something, even though, yeah, you say it in your caveman, sexy baritone kind of way. We eat some meat here. Right, yeah, I understand. And see, it's true. For those of us who do eat meat, we are eating the flesh of our fellow animals.
Yeah, right.
We are eating the flesh of non-human but fellow animals.
But they will they'll get their turn to eat us.
Well, there's that. That's what hearing about Armie makes you afraid of. You start thinking, whoa, I know what it's like to bite flesh. I know what it's like. It can be very tasty. I wonder if human flesh is that way. And you start to go, which is good. That's good if you go, actually, because that is the disgust mechanism that helps to keep us from being actual cannibals. We have that disgust mechanism. So that's kind of good. It's really good. But, you know, you should understand, since it's out there, that there are people that have cannibal fetishes. I mean, people that love these cartoons and stories, and they are really into it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be out there in the popular culture.
No. And there's a lot of cannibalism has been over the years of people who are stranded in a boat for 3 months and they have nothing to eat.
Okay, that's real cannibalism. Yeah. And that's not usually portrayed as sexy. I hope not. I mean, there's always somebody that's going to get turned on by something. And I'm sure there's some cannibal fetishists out there that's going, yeah, Max, you're right. I really like those stories where the guys are like starving to death. So they have to eat each other.
I know. I know biting's a big like fetish and kink too.
Well, we're going to get to the biting. Right. Yeah, we are going to get, you know what? That does segue. We're going to stick a fork into Armie. No, that's not a good...
Whoa.
Never mind.
All right, so before we get off of this topic, I'm going to just say one thing.
Yeah.
Hashtag eat the rich.
Right. Eat the rich. No, I'm glad you brought that up. We did, of course, discuss that.
Eat their stocks.
Last
especially.
Time or the time before. But it's perfect.
Go after those
appropriate.
Stocks. That's right. Go after their stocks.
Yes. And someone tweeted that Army, the story of Army, which is still alleged, and he does call bullshit, speaking of stocks and bull. He does call it bullshit. We don't know what bullshit means, but that's what he calls it.
Said in a nice way always. Please.
Yes. I will not, something to the
don't
effect that he won't
me.
Dignify the bullshit.
Don't, I'm okay. Don't censor me, please.
Yeah.
This is all very delicious. Do you want to have a little commercial or something? Or a break? Or
for our Splosh magazine, of course.
Yeah. You want
Splosh and art. If you like to combine food and sex. And, you know, it is in our DNA to do that. And bonobos combine food and sex. And so there is something to eating your favorite food off of your lover. And so when we enjoy that, we're kind of playing at cannibalism.
Yeah.
We're eating each other up in love and pleasure and nibbling. And maybe some people might like biting.
It's when I, like when I eat the steak off of your naked body.
The steak off of my neck. Now wait. You have done tequila toe shots off of my naked toes. And you have eaten, I think, some honey or whipped cream out of my pussy.
Oh, I don't remember that, but it probably did.
I think it was like laced with brandy.
Everybody in the car is listening to this, okay?
We're in the tailgater.
That's what I thought.
Trains have tailgates.
That's what I thought of when you said your favorite food. I was like, In-N-Out Burger? Off my lover?
Wow. Mm. Animal style.
Yeah, so. Eat the rich.
We're traveling on the Bonoboville streamer.
FDR, because it's better to get fucked than eaten, really. I mean, unless we're talking about eating some whipped cream off your genitalia. But, you know, what we mean is, we're not really cannibals. We're just kidding.
Oh, no, we're not cannibals.
But
no.
We really are fuckers.
No, not at all.
In a good way, in a nice way, in a bonobo way. You know, we believe in the bonobo way of peace through pleasure.
I was eating a pig a couple of days ago. A fucking delicious.
That's right. Gideon made it. It was very good. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
This pig, and I'm going, oh, this is great for my heart.
But it also was kind of fleshy. I know what you mean. It and delicious. It's a little disturbing sometimes when you read about cannibalism and then you eat a fleshy dish and you go, And you know what? The vegans are feeling pretty smug right now. They're going, yeah, you guys. Yeah, you're all cannibals. You're all eating.
Right.
And you know what? We are. And I feel a little bit of guilt about it. Not enough to make me stop eating meat and fish. I might one day. But
no.
Actually, when I was in the hospital, which I'll talk about that one day, but they did tell me I needed animal protein.
Yes.
So, but not too much. Don't eat too much or you're going to start to feel like a cannibal.
The minute you ate it, you felt better.
I felt better. Yeah, it was true. So,
this
is the food and sex show. But back to scandal, because there's another scandal going on right now.
Okay, let's not forget an ad.
Well, we did one for Splosh, which you can get on Amazon
or
on Dr. Block's Pleasure Shop.
And we don't send you anything free.
And you still have time before Valentine's Day, or if you celebrate Lupercalia, or for World Bonobo Day, you can get the Bonobo Way on Dr. Block's Pleasure Shop.
Yep.
And lingerie also.
And
sex
and
toys.
Yeah. And you can put things on layaway too. Okay? Just like the old-fashioned stores in the neighborhood. You could put it on layaway and slowly get your dildo or whatever it was. Well, then it wasn't dildos. So or something else, like a washing machine, where where women masturbated down in the basement in these old trembling.
Oh my goodness.
Mom, what are you doing down there? Oh, I'll be right up. Oh goodness. Okay, so.
Oh goodness. Oh badness.
Whoa.
Should we talk about badness?
Sure.
I mean, you can be bad in a good way, and you can be bad in a really bad way, and then there's the gray area. So Marilyn Manson.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Okay, that
I
guy.
Saw
right?
him. I saw him.
This week's
No, not
culprit.
This week. I didn't see him this week. I saw him.
Oh, you did?
2019, 2020 at Ozfest at the Inglewood Forum.
Wow. So are you a fan?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean, I liked a couple of his songs.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. Definitely I like a couple of songs. He does a pretty cool rendition of Sweet Dreams.
Did you meet him when they...
No, I didn't...
Did you meet him when he used to come down?
No, I didn't touch him. So we stood... I was with somebody else.
Yeah. He used to come to an art gallery in our building.
Right.
The one and that...
The Dom, yeah.
Yeah.
Dom's rented it, and he would show up there.
In downtown, in our building.
Yeah.
We didn't actually know him. We have a friend, I guess, kind of. Well, she's been a guest a couple of times. She's a colleague. And her name is Dita Von Teese.
Yeah, Dita. Oh, yeah.
And she is also his ex-wife. Mm-hmm. And she was on the Dr. Susan Block Show when our featured guest was Betty Page in 1996, and we did a phenomenal and unique interview with Betty Page.
Right. She was what? She was 19?
And she was 18 or 19.
18 or 19.
Definitely over 18. Yeah. And she was with Mistress Antoinette, and she was in a corset, and she looked kind of like Betty Page, but also like Dita Von Teese.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she had a different name. She wasn't yet Dita Von Teese. I think her name was Heather.
Heather.
And I'm not sure, but I think so.
Heather.
And then we had her on again in, 2001, I think, or two. And at that point, she was with Marilyn Manson, and Marge has dug it out of the archives, so we're going to have a look at it. And she was talking about bondage. And, of course, she's a kink expert.
Maybe we should put some of these episodes up.
We're going to. And, she's a burlesque
trending topic.
Dancer and model. Trending. She's also a lingerie company owner, businesswoman. Anyway, she says that while she was married and also the girlfriend of Marilyn Manson, she was not abused. Let me read what she said. Please know that the details made public do not match my personal experience during our 7 years together as a couple. Had they, I would not have married him. I left 12 months later due to infidelity and drug abuse. Abuse of any kind has no place in any relationship. I urge those of you who have incurred abuse to take steps to heal and the strength to fully realize yourself. This is my sole statement on this matter. Thank you for respecting this request. Don't call me. I'll call you. And I probably won't call you.
Yeah, that was very nice.
Kind of nice. Yeah. I mean, let's just say I don't think she should have used the term incurred abuse. You don't incur abuse. You experience abuse.
Yeah.
Incurred sort of sounds like she's saying the victim deserved it. And I don't think she meant that, at least not consciously. So, you know, words are rough. Hey, you guys are censoring us. It's rough to find the right words, don't you know? And so I don't fault her for that, but I would say it's a bad word choice. I would also say she shouldn't in that place be saying, I wouldn't have married him. if this kind of thing had happened to me. Well, okay, girl. Are you trying to minimize what the other girl's saying? I guess so. I guess she is. I don't know. But she tried to be nice, and I appreciate that. And I do admire Dita Von Teese, and I do feel she is sympathetic. It's interesting. We do have a bunch of people saying he abused them, mainly this Evan, is that her name? Rachel Wood. Mm-hmm. And Phoebe Bridges, who's on SNL tonight, she said she went to his house once and got a horrible frat boy sense about him. And he called a room his rape room. I don't know if that means he really rapes people in there. I couldn't tell from the descriptions of the abuse.
We don't really sell alcohol.
I don't really.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, we call it the bar, right. And we don't sell alcohol. The speakeasy bar. We call it a speakeasy. Right? We call it a speakeasy. But, you know, speakeasies, if you interpret that literally, that means you illegally sell alcohol. And we do not do that. We speak easy about things that are not so easy to speak about. But, you know, why you call it a rape room? Because you're an asshole. Because you have a frat boy sense of humor. It means I wouldn't want to date you calling something a rape room. I don't know that it means he's a criminal. I don't know. I mean, from what these ladies say, it sounds like he's...
Okay, well, I believe her.
Who? Or just want to say them in this case.
Oh, they.
Anyway, you were talking about biting. Porn star Jenna Jameson says Manson said violent things to her, and he bit her too hard. So there's the cannibalism connection between the two of them. They're both biters, I guess, or something. I don't know.
I know biting's a big kink. So
it's a large kink,
yeah.
And I think it's great as long as it's consensual. I don't like it myself. I'm not. You know what? I was going to say I'm not a biter, but I do bite your nipples sometimes, don't I? I just realized it. You know, sometimes you just realize you do things.
That was private information.
Well, I'm being honest, right? Am I allowed to be honest
oh,
here?
Oh, yeah. Honesty is always, well, not always the best.
Isn't this a fantasy tailgate party?
Yeah,
I was just fantasizing about that. I didn't really mean that. I don't really do that.
Right. Okay, I'm going to get you.
It was just a fantasy. Fantasy tailgate.
So, did you see Instagram up here? That's Instagram.
Hi, Instagram.
Yeah, we got some comments in Instagram.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So maybe we should get the phone number out and people could maybe call and
give you want to call.
Right?
Okay. I only know our regular phone number. I don't know. 626-461-5950. You have to use a phone. As a phone. Yeah. That's the problem.
I'll do it right here in the... What is the number again? Oh, I know it.
626-461-5950.
Yeah, and then they're going to connect it to the studio when the call comes in. So if you're listening out there, please tell the... they.
Huh. Why does the name Manson keep coming up on this show?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We have been talking about Manson's for the last few shows.
Yeah, that was last week and this week.
Good point.
It's kind of scary, okay?
If you think you know why we've been talking about
Manson. All right, I have a
question.
Is Manson his actual last name?
No, of course not. No, he took that. And Marilyn is not his actual first name. Although it is my...
That's a girl's name.
It is my actual...
That's your middle name.
Middle name.
So he stole that name from me.
He doesn't realize he stole it from me. Maybe he does. Maybe I should be mad.
Maybe he got inspired.
Marilyn Manson too.
Maybe he inspired.
I don't know.
Turn up my the mic a little, just a little. My mic, not my headset. Okay, yeah, good. Thank you.
Hello, Captain Max.
Hi,
can you hear me?
I feel like I've just come up from the basement.
I feel like I've been like up for hours. Up. It's a good song, I have to say. I've been enjoying it. Cardi B's Up. very up. I like the outfits, almost invisible,
wait,
but
which
not
song?
Up.
Oh, her new song.
Ooh. So I was on the radio, regular radio today.
Nice. Did you enjoy it? Did you have fun?
Oh yeah, now they
I did
syndicate our program.
That is awesome.
They do. I got that offer, but we obviously what we're doing here is unsyndicatable.
Can. You could do that.
Yeah.
They just they opened the door for you guys, so you guys should.
It would be a different show.
You're right.
It would be. You'd have to stop for commercials, like seriously, every
get coat
7 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and you can't. There are probably words you can't say that. We say.
Can you say simp?
I was.
Can you say incel?
I don't even know.
Can you say,
you know what? I don't even think I said incel today. I say it a lot on interviews, but I don't think I happened to say it today. But today we were talking about, of course, Valentine's Day. Yeah? What, you people want to.
No. I just want to talk about the new shop for a second.
Go ahead.
Okay, because we got this new thing going. That Abe and
what are we doing?
That was a swift move.
It's actually communal.
You're
property.
Gonna talk.
You know, we got a couple of items on the shop now that are pretty.
What do we have?
That would turn on your relationship.
Well, we've got
in more than one way.
We've got vulva puppets.
Whoa.
And
those are great sex educational tools.
We don't sell them direct. I mean, we don't sell them. We just send them over to their site so that she can earn more people, and then maybe we can get one for free. How does that sound? So we've got that. We've got books. We've got lots of great books. If you want a book listed, you should give us a call, especially if you write about sex. And
we have a very interesting book about the Me Too movement, by Joanne Wypijewski. And if you think her name is difficult to pronounce and remember, the title of the book is really even more difficult. But it's something like What We Don't Talk About When We Talk About Me Too. Kind of like the news behind the fake news. It's very interesting. And she was on the show a few months ago. She's incredible. One of my fellow Counterpunch writers, by the way, plugging Counterpunch because I'm wearing my strap on. No, I have a piece in Counterpunch right now based on last week's show. Stocks.
Oh,
cocks,
everybody in the car.
But please. No Glocks. Okay, so Counterpunch is free, but
okay,
books,
so there's books
going to cost you. And a portion of all proceeds go to help save the bonobos.
The magic
and
wand.
It's almost World Bonobo Day, so you want to do that, don't you?
It's on Valentine's Day.
Well, I was listing some of the wonderful things in our... We have the magic wand, by the way, for very cheap compared to other people. The original one. And then we have a glass G-spot stimulator.
Ooh.
Oh, and you can heat it up or put it on ice.
Whoa.
I don't know about putting it on ice. Both things sound dangerous.
Well, I like it cold. I like that's why I like coconut oil. You know, it's cold. And then it melts.
We're going to use the glass dildo. We can heat it up.
It's on the stove.
Some people like to heat it up, but you might burn it. Then it would melt.
Hold on, let me go get it. Okay, so there's that. Then we're going to put our old limousine on there. This is Dr. Susie's private limousine that was gifted to us. A lot of people think we have a lot of money. Let me tell you something. people on unemployment have more money than I have, which is cool.
It's a nice limo.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, beautiful. It just needs a couple of little things.
We went to San Diego in it.
Right. And back.
It was driven by a porn star.
Right.
Dayton Rains.
Right, right, right.
Oh, yeah, with the little hat I heard.
Yeah,
little
right,
driver's
yeah.
hat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
That sounds, I got to see some pictures of that.
You know, that
it was
that,
a fun time. Mm. We went to the zoo. It was our anniversary. We had a great time in the limo.
That sounds like a blast.
Well, yeah, limos are great because if you go down the freeway with your limo, there's like Maseratis and that. But as soon as people see a limo, their necks turn towards you.
Mm.
And they've gotten so many billions of build-up that who is in that car?
So check it out. You know, yeah. Is that on Dr. Block's
no,
pleasure
gonna,
shop?
No,
yet?
No, oh,
it's going to be.
On, yeah.
But you
we
can get the Hitachi magic wand, and you
right.
need it for right. Valentine's Day,
yeah.
or at least the Bonobo way for Valentine's
yeah.
Day.
And that's just the beginning. So if you've got interesting stuff, why don't you let us know?
By the way, if it's not consensual, it's not BDSM. It could be a fantasy, or it could be a horrible reality.
Oh.
And so you got to get consent. And if you don't think you know how, and you want to also have fun learning, you should get Speakeasy Journal Spank in Art Edition. Okay, because there's all kinds of tips on how to introduce spanking, which can be very tame or very intense. Beating. But consensual, if that's what people want. I've seen it happen. It still turns my stomach, honestly. But some people like that. And I don't know. I guess this is why you guys have got to get these contracts now. Seemed so silly years ago, but now I think it's a good idea. Even though they don't really hold up in a court of law, maybe it would help get contracts. You know, make sure consent is given and recorded in some fashion. I don't know. It's an interesting new, brave new world we live in.
Before I eat you, could you sign this?
Yeah, really. No eating. No eating of people. Just, you know, okay. munch grapes between each other's tongues as you French kiss. Tongue wrestling with the grape and then letting it explode.
Oh, my God.
Your mouth. Yummy.
Many years ago, we did a foot massage and an orgasm, and we played it over the years.
We did. In other words, I had a foot massage given by you, and I had an orgasm. Who was that given by? I think that was given by me.
Yeah, you.
I think I was masturbating. And so we played both me screaming over the orgasm and me screaming over the foot massage, and you couldn't tell the difference. Those were the days. That was when Pee Wee Herman was being busted. You know, have we made progress? Maybe. Thing is, we don't have movie theaters where you show sex movies anymore.
We don't even have
movie theaters anymore. Barely.
They don't have those anymore?
Where you show sex movies?
Yeah.
Hardly.
There's some.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if they were like not allowed anymore.
It might be because it's not profitable.
They were censored.
Yeah, and
maybe
I think
it's hard to have them.
It's hard to have them.
Nobody's going to
go
there.
People generally get, you know, this was 1991 or something.
What about those
Herman.
Like jerk-off booths at sex shops? Do they still have those?
Those are still around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the peep shows.
Just curious.
Yeah, shows.
All right, so go to the pleasure shop.
So you better go there.
And if you need help with your life, call the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences. So, you know, I've given the number, but I'll give it again. Actually, this is the special number that gives you more information than I can possibly give you right now. 213-291-9497. So what else do you need to promote? I'm going to talk about my experience this morning since I've been up all day.
Oh, yeah. So why don't you go ahead with that? And then that's it?
Well, yeah, there's probably be it. A little time, you know, for and you.
That's it?
I'm sure. I'll make time for you, baby. Okay. I always make time for you.
Aww.
I do.
Let's have a little surprise.
But anyway, okay, so here's the thing, though. I got to just get this a little bit out there because it does have to do with the censorship issue. And it does have to do with all the issues that we've been talking about. So I had to get up early. It was really crazy on a Saturday. But I was excited to do regular radio, you know. And it was WCAP AM 980 Active Radio. What's cool?
Oh, our propaganda little poster where we tell about our, you know, how wonderful we are.
I heard you.
Yeah. Oh, did you ask?
I heard you say that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I made it.
Okay.
All right, it's cool.
Promotion.
I love you, baby girl.
All right, so the host of the show is Hartley Pleshaw. Not even sure I'm pronouncing that right. I hope so. And he's really a very good interviewer. And we talked about a lot of things, you know, censorship and sex and COVID and sex and sex negativity, you know. And then he also kind of asked me for the sexual equivalent of the State of the Union.
Mm-hmm.
The state of sex in America, 2021. Which totally intimidated me, so I just didn't really do that. And he didn't give me time to do that anyway, because he had all these questions, so... There was no state of sex address given. But I did do a little research, and it amazes me that my guests don't do this half the time. But I listened to one of his shows, and in this show, it was, I guess, a recent one about Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, probably around his birthday, and it was contrasting, though, King's march on Washington with the Capitol riots. And it really kind of impressed me and made me look at that speech that day that he made.
Who made?
Dr. King.
Oh, Dr. King, yes, of
to,
course.
I don't know. How many people, a lot of people, yeah, all in black and white film. And this was his I Have a Dream speech in Washington.
Yeah.
1963.
I actually went to that same spot that he did the speech on. I was actually
right there.
Happy that that I was able to even go to Washington, D.C. in my younger years.
And it's
in the middle of this, I think it's in the front of the Lincoln Memorial. Or something.
Yeah,
like
the
that.
Place is really quite amazing with Lincoln looking at everybody.
And so, in front of the Lincoln Memorial, if you've never been there, there's a square in the floor from the marble floor, right? And they actually carved Martin Luther King's words, and they carved it in the same spot, I guess, where the podium was. I mean, I don't know how close it was to where he was actually at, but yeah, I actually took a picture in front of that space, and it was very moving, because it was like right in front of the Lincoln Memorial and right in front of this whole thing in Washington, D.C., which is literally like the Capitol. It's the Capitol. We're in Washington, D.C., yeah, the capital.
Sort of just like
yeah,
that.
It's so sort of just like the capital, the so place that they you so know, rioted
weird.
In
weird. Yeah,
a few
so,
weeks ago.
So it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird. But there he is. And as much as the place is amazing, it's him that's the most amazing. Because I was doing my little Hartley Pleshaw research and wanted to know what he meant by active radio. I watched this, I Have a Dream, and he has a dream about all these different things, right? I guess the most famous line is that one day we would judge each other not by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. That dream seemed like a pipe dream then. And you know what? We're still not there. We're not yet on that mountaintop.
So it was only 50 years ago.
50 whole fucking years ago. We should be there. But we're not. But we're getting there. You know, it's like two steps forward, one step back. I kind of feel like we've been stepping back lately. You know, in a lot of ways. And it feels a little like that in terms of censorship. You know, Trump was certainly a step backward, many steps backward. And yet we keep stepping forward. I feel that the dream is coming true and that dream does inspire a lot of people, a lot of different people, including me. So, with very deep apologies to Dr. Martin, though I understand that he was not a Puritan in his private life, I'd like to say I have a dream. Or maybe because of who I am, I should say I have a fantasy.
Uh-oh.
I have a fantasy of having sex in a dining car. With food all over my body and everyone is eating, but no one consumes me.
Well, let's call that guy, the actor. He's a cannibal. Okay.
I don't know if I trust him. I have a fantasy that one day good, clean, consensual sex will not be considered dirty. I have a fantasy that one day we will be able to talk freely and honestly about our sexuality without censorship. I have a fantasy that one day a woman's genitals open or closed, and her nipples, hard or soft, will not be considered obscene.
Not at all.
I have a fantasy that one day a man's genitals, soft or at attention, will not be considered indecent. I have a fantasy that one day we will value lust over greed. I have a fantasy that one day sex education and science will be valued over superstition and empty so-called patriotism and ignorance. Let's not forget the ignorance. And that includes you, you dumb bots. I have a fantasy that one day we will not just decriminalize sex work, but we will destigmatize sex work, and we will subsidize sex work for the needy. That includes you nicer incels, and I know that gets me not on Twitch, but I gotta say it.
And
The Sims. I need The Sims, too. You need sex work. You know? Maybe not in person, or maybe, depending on how good you are. I have a fantasy that one day we will all love one another, body, mind, and soul. I have a fantasy that one day we will practice the bonobo way of female empowerment, male well-being, sharing resources, and peace through pleasure. That's the sex part. Actually, it's all sex. And that is instead of acting like baboons. So I could go on and on, but, you know, I promised you I'd let you talk. So,
You're talking to me, ma'am.
I have so many fantasies, and I'm sure you do, too. This is a fantasy tailgating party. Just remember, the people that want to censor our fantasies tend to be the ones with something big to hide, and I don't mean their genitals.
I don't know if I want them to even censor a word. Forget the sentence.
But you know what? We shall overcome someday.
Absolutely.
They sang that at that.
And they're taking words away from
you. We shall overcome. Amen and A-women.
A-women.
Now, Hartley might have some of the same fantasies that I have, I think. I'm not sure because he didn't really talk about his. But after the show, he emailed me, please accept my designation of you as the official sexologist of Active Radio.
Okay, there you go.
There I go.
Moving up.
Happy World Bonobo Day. Happy Valentine's Day. It's the high holiday of love. Are you ready for it?
You know, how many stations were we on at one point?
Oh, a lot. It was so funny on the show today. I heard an ad for gold and silver coins. And
that?
I thought of the former owner of our independent broadcasting network who was then busted for dealing in gold and silver coins.
He was busted for dealing?
Dishonestly. He was somehow dishonest. We didn't know. He was like
our
network.
Was he selling gold that he didn't
But his
have?
Name was Block. It's
his
another,
name
the
Block
curse. I don't know. What? But it was spelled with an H.
Was it?
Although yeah. I understand that's how they spelled my name in the old country. But I spell it with a K. That's how my family spells it. But his name was Sonny Block.
Sonny Block.
And
yeah.
he had a bit of a family thing going. And I think they all ended up in prison.
Yeah.
A lot of the radio and... Actually, remember the Adelphia guys ended up in prison,
Those
too.
Those guys. And your
we
friend.
Were on their
Your friend that
network.
Took us by helicopter. To that big party
oh,
at the
yeah,
castle.
I forget his
you,
name.
You were flown by helicopter?
Yeah, we flew in a helicopter to a castle party that had James Bond characters.
What? People parachuting.
And lots of caviar.
That's awesome.
Fuck? Yeah. It was like a $4 million
John
party.
Clark introduced yeah. us to this guy.
Oh, I know John Clark.
Jeff.
I remember him.
Yeah. What was his name?
I know him.
What was this guy's name?
Jeff something. I forget.
Okay, homework. We got to figure out what his name was. But...
That's like
yeah.
That's like a James Bond movie right there. It's like you flying in helicopter to a party.
It was a castle. A cheap-looking castle. Not really, didn't look real. Although it might if you
And it burned down. It finally burned down somehow. One party too many.
So tonight we're playing Lupercalia 2020.
Ah, that's what we have to talk about. Let's talk about
Juicy
that.
May. Who used to be Juicy Jenny, and just so you know,
she's still juicy.
I don't know how she is, but I know in this video,
I don't know either.
She is very juicy. This was a year ago, and she squirted all over me.
Squirted?
All over me.
All over you?
Squirted.
Oh, you don't know Moist until you've seen Juicy Jenny. Or Juicy Jenny.
And she's on a motorbike.
Yeah, she's
And she plays the part of Romulus in the Lupercalia story, which involves Romulus and Remus, the two brothers that found Rome. I don't really have time to tell the whole story. I think I should tell it next week.
No, just tell people to watch it.
Next week. Or you can watch the show. I tell the story through the acting. Yeah. We act out the story.
So right after this show here, when we're done, now we're going to go to our archives and dig through there. And we're going to play a show from 2020.
20. It's actually a recent show.
Yeah.
But it was just before everybody realized they should wear masks and not touch each other.
Right.
So we're kissing each other and touching and orgying, squirting.
Oh, it was the last orgy.
And
of the,
it was
of
the
year.
Last orgy, pretty much. Because the next one, Sally Mullins came as Elizabeth Warren, and already we're kind of a little nervous. It's like we know this is the last show. And we were wearing masks somewhat and spanking. It was pretty horny, too. But this Lupercalia show is super horny. And Rhiannon Ahrens is the she-wolf of Lupercalia. She is the looper. And she bears her amazing boobs and people suckle them for nourishment, Romulus and Remus. It's quite amazing. There's no animal sex involved. It's really only humans doing this. But we like to pretend we're animals. It's called animal play. Animal play. Shout out to Madame Marguerite. So, yeah. Lupercalia is happening. World Bonobo Day is also happening. And if none of it's happening for you, you can call us at 213-291-9497 for phone sex therapy. We actually aren't supposed to say it in our Google ads. I have to say
but
sex
they'll charge
therapy.
You for it. They'll charge
no,
you
no,
for
no,
it.
No. We got an understanding now, Abe.
Yeah. Abe, don't fuck with
I
this.
I made some headway. I muscled them. I made them cough up some dough. They listen to me. They're going to help me to work with them. You know, we're on a team now together, not teams
we're
against each
together.
Other.
We're on the same team.
Right. We're on the same team now.
We're on a team with you.
Yeah. But I'm not allowed to say phone sex therapy, unless I am. I might try it again. But I know that they're probably going to censor it.
You can't put certain words together.
No, you can say sex therapy by phone.
Right, by phone.
But you can't say phone sex therapy. And you can say therapy phone sex. No, I don't think you can do that. You can't put the words phone and sex together.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
That's a big problem.
Yeah.
It's got to change.
I can imagine that would lose them a lot of revenue.
VR sex?
So maybe it will change.
You can't,
these things do go back and forth. It's just you got to ride the waves like a surfer of life.
Excuse me.
Like riding the train high on life.
High.
Riding that train high on life.
Holy shit. So right after this show is over, if you hang out here, boy, we're moving fast tonight. I hope this fucking train is maintained well.
Oh, it's also Chinese New Year.
Oh, yeah.
Year of the Ox.
Yeah, Year of the Ox.
That's good luck. It's better than Year of the Rat, I think. You know, rats are kind of gross.
You had some encounters with oxes.
I have. I don't know if I have enough time to tell about my encounter with an ox, but it was more of a water buffalo, and it wasn't one. It was a whole herd. It was a team of water buffalo in the fields of Nepal during monsoon season, right in the Himalayan region, right sort of near the Chinese border. And it was monsooning, and I was tripping on acid, and I was running. And I had That's leeches all over my body. I was like Saint Sebastian, so I was bleeding. I thought I was going to die. I was probably good. I was tripping on very strong acid because otherwise I might have had a heart attack.
In the middle of nowhere.
Kind of the middle of nowhere, but there are villagers. Everybody's running.
Villagers
and water buffalo. And the water buffalo were fucking scary. Oh, my God. Fucked
a
rich.
Never get close
they,
to them.
And they
I
were shitting because they were scared too because it's monsoon. So they're running and they're shitting and they got these horns and they're huge animals. But they're very peaceful animals. They're very nice animals. So they didn't hurt us and we were okay. We got to our hotel. A lot of hotels were destroyed that night. It was a terrible monsoon, a terrible, terrible storm that killed so many people and ruined this town. But we survived and we were fine, except, you know, coming down from very strong acid and covered with shit and blood.
And, wow.
That was how we were for a couple of days in Nepal.
So like
it's the year of the ox. So I kind of love oxen. You know, it was a pretty good trip, and it wasn't a fantasy. It was a reality, but it's part of fantasy tailgating.
Yep. So, thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Oxen, good thank luck. You. Hard, simple work.
Pass the absinthe, please.
All right, here it is.
Bovine and titties, also cows.
Where's your cup?
Oh, right here. Here's my cup.
Milk those titties, lactating oxen.
Ding, ding, ding. That's the glass. Hitting the copper. Right. You hear that?
You're listening to FDR.
Radio.
Fabulous, raunchy.
Wonderful.
Radio.
Oh, Max, I love you.
Oh, no, Max, I love you.
And I love you.
Oh, but I love you.
Yeah, I love you more.
You can't love me more. You're bigger and there's more to love.
Wait a minute. Are you calling me fat?
Tall. Large.
Large. Okay.
I like a large man.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Large where it counts,
she
baby.
Likes large.
I am
she
large. Large. I am large. My head has been
large in your
my head has been
train.
Masturbated
women like large.
I like that.
Large, yeah.
Long train with a tailgate in the back.
Well, I
there are train tailgates, you know.
Hey, guys, give it up. Fall in love. Let go.
It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yay.
And buy something, okay?
I love you.
I say buy art or die. That's our new saying. Buy art or die.
I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo. And help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.